meeting. Last month, the findings from the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State and Faith-Based Care were publicly released. We acknowledge the survivors and their whānau, and those who could not share their stories, including those who did not survive. This year, we also acknowledge the fifth anniversary of the terror attacks on March the 15th, where 51 members of our Muslim community lost their lives. Over the past year, extensive law and policy changes, accompanied by austerity measures by our government, have meant that we are falling behind. The rights of Māori, our Indigenous people, are extremely vulnerable in the absence of constitutional protection for Te Tiriti o Waitangi and regression on implementing the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Children and young people, disabled people and those living in poverty are experiencing the brunt of austerity measures across welfare and social services, impacting their ability to live a life of dignity. Rainbow communities, Pacific, ethnic minority and migrant communities, women and some faith communities continue to face discrimination and structural barriers to equity, equality and social inclusion. We commend the establishment of the national mechanism and commitment to developing a national action plan against racism. In this plan, we encourage the government to address the impacts of institutional racism, especially anti-Māori racism. We strongly urge the government to prioritise in their next budget issues raised in previous and current UPR cycles, including reducing family violence, eliminating poverty and inequality, and improving outcomes for Māori. Nō reira, tēnā koutou katoa. Thank you.
Thank you. I will now open the floor to member and observer states for their comments.